We're visiting with Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a pretty lopsided victory for you guys last Friday night against Oswego. Seemed like things were clicking, and you were able to play some good basketball. I know the score was out of hand, but you feel like you did some good things in that game, knowing that Oswego was a very young team?
Well, we played the first quarter for 8 minutes. We played it like a normal game. As we always do, we press a little bit. We're trying to always fast break, run the offense, just do all the things that you practice all year on. And we did that pretty well. And but at the end of the first quarter, I'm playing everyone. I am asking my girls to not fast break. We were not pressing. I did everything but tell them not to shoot. And the problem was that yes, Oswego was not very good basketball team. Plus, they had a lot of freshmen out there. And it just, I sat there not very happy about the score. I was pretty happy about the way we played. You have to keep it all in perspective. And when it was all over, it was better to have a game than to not. We were tied, actually, in the sub-state for the top spot, but lost the flip, which was fine because we at least got to play a game. The other team, which was Flint Hills, they're going almost 2 weeks without a game. So I guess it's the better of the two evils.
I guess what does it mean for you to get some of your other girls who maybe don't play as much to get some playing time in that game and get your top five and your top reserve some rest, knowing you had four more practices to get ready for Madison tonight?
Well, it was a good team building thing. We got a couple of freshmen that were on our roster for the sub-state that had not played, and my goodness, every time they put it up, it went in. It was pretty exciting. All the girls were excited about it when they got to score. I think that's kind of a big deal. So, yeah, it was good to get everybody some playing time. Probably the starters did not get enough playing time in terms of getting a whole lot out of it. But that first quarter was good, and I was pleased about that.
And I know you guys want to try to get back to the state tournament, and you're going to have to play a back-to-back, beginning with Madison tonight. And then, the other side of the bracket is, very competitive as well, with Marmaton Valley and Flint Hills playing after you guys play tonight.
Yeah, I think we got four pretty good teams left. We all got good records, and so nothing is going to be easy. The back-to-back, that's not a big deal. The girls are in that back-to-back position this year. I think they alternate that from year to year. Hey, these girls are 16, 17, 18 years old. That's not an issue playing back to back, so we're excited about where we're at. I think we're playing pretty well. We've got a chore ahead of us tonight with Madison. They beat us by 11 points the first time around. It was what it was, and Bill Neinstead's a good coach, and should be a good matchup tonight.
And what are you looking forward to this matchup, knowing it's kind of a rubber match because, you're trying to get a win against them, and both of your guys' seasons on the line.
Well, that's for sure. It's one and done. We all have that now. And, if you're into sports and into team games, and that's what you look forward to when everything's on the line. And so far for this season, I think my girls have played really well against good teams. And so I'm not fearful of that being an issue. I think we'll do the best we can and hope that's good enough.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I've enjoyed our chats throughout the season here on the Area Coach's Corner. We'll have the game on Country 101.7 FM if people can't make it to Flint Hills. So best of luck tonight, and we'll continue to follow you guys no matter how long the season goes, if it's okay. Until tomorrow and or even into next week at Colby.
Let's hope it's next week in Colby. Thanks a lot, Dylan. We appreciate you. Okay.
That is Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mel's Tire on KVOE, live and local.